Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free. Amen. We do honor the Lord today, this evening, for being here. I was listening to the introduction, and I was wondering who they were talking about. I am so excited to be here. First of all, I do give honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. And this is such a privilege and an opportunity to be here. And just for the next 14 and a half minutes, I can do it. Look at your neighbor and say, he can do it. I thank God for my wife, 35 years. The Lord gave me somebody that could tolerate me. And I'm appreciative of that. And two, my dear friend, Dr. Tager, he brought back some memories. I almost shed a tear there. Those were good old days. And even though we were from different backgrounds, it was like we were born out of the same house. Whole, and was such a beautiful time. And to my dear friend, Dr. Bishop Kevin James, we lived across the street from each other when we were young boys growing up. And he was my best friend then, and he's my best friend now. And I can say this, 12 and a half, I can say this, that he and I have never had a falling out in over 30 years for any reason. And what I like about him, every time I see him, we always have a good time. If you have a friend that every time you see them, there's a problem, you need to stop visiting them. I'm excited about being here. I thank God for my minister of music. Professor Gregory Dukes, he's been playing for me since he was 12 years old. I won't tell you how old he is now, 30-something. And I thank God for my grandson. Micah, who's on the drum, he's 9. And we're excited about it. And thank God for those that came to sing, my daughter. Well, both of my daughters, the Durden, and my daughter Ardelia, and Brother Alvin, coming straight from work, working on people. 10 and a half. Now, if I begin to move around and go to waving my hands and talking, if I raise my voice, I'm not upset. That means I feel the power. Amen. And I'm excited about it being here. And one thing is good about coming to a preacher's church, you know you got a good preacher. Is that right? Is Pastor James a great preacher? When he gave me the theme about the power of the cross and understanding the time that we're living in now, and we're living in perilous times. Trouble is everywhere. And we need the power of the cross, amen, to intervene for us. But I'm excited about Jesus and him dying on Calvary for me. And I believe today, just looking out amongst the crowd, I believe that there are some people excited about knowing who Jesus is. Do I have a witness? Amen, amen. I looked at two scriptures I just want to read, if you don't mind, from Luke 9 and 23. Jesus stated, if any would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his what? Cross and follow me daily and follow me. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, amen, I thought it talks about the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. And when we receive the risen Lord, our Savior, We have hope that the cross can fill our hearts with hope. And I understand, and a lot of times we talk about the power of the cross. Well, let me share something with you. There was no power in the cross. The power was in Jesus. And by Jesus being on the cross, it ignited and illuminated everything around him. That's just like plugging your light in the wall. When Jesus got on the cross, it illuminated everything around him. But we are being saved knowing it is the very power of God. And look, we look at when we receive the risen Lord, I say, we hope that the cross can fill our hearts with hope. John 12 and 33 tells us that Jesus is speaking of the kind of death he will die. He's speaking of dying on the cross, of being lifted up on the cross beam and hanging there to suffer and to die for our sins. And he says that his death on the cross will have power, the power to draw people to him. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And when we lift Jesus up, we lift up that cross or that power, that anointing, that authority that's within us. I want to ask a question this evening. Have you lifted Jesus up? Are you helping to draw others to him? Do I have a witness? So we ask the question, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Those are two different titles for Jesus. Christ means the one anointed with the Holy Spirit. In Hebrew, the word is Messiah. In Greek, it's Christos. In English, we say Christ. But it's all the same thing. Christ means the one anointed with the Holy Spirit. Do I have a witness? The cross has a compelling power. It compels us to live not for ourselves, but for the Lord. We are not on this earth to do as we please. And sometimes we don't understand. I'm so thankful that when he died on the cross, he died for my sins. Amen? When he died on the cross, he died that I might have a right to the tree of life. And I'm so glad that he died. Because he died, I live today. And because he lives, I live. Do I have a witness? Somebody say praise the Lord. And we're here to live for Jesus and to do whatever he wants us to do. By him dying for our sins, by him shedding his blood. Now we owe him. We owe him. We owe him for what he's done for us. I know where he brought me from. I wish I had three people to say, I know where he brought me from. Thank God we ain't like what we used to be. How many of you know your used to be, folk couldn't handle your used to be? But thank God, oh, y'all don't want to say nothing to me. But thank God that his blood washed us. And because of him dying on the cross, we live because he lived. Tell your neighbor, I'm living today. Do I have a witness here? So Jesus, do whatever he wants us to do. His love should compel us to return that love back to him. We used to sing a song, yes, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And I'm so glad that he loved me. Aren't you glad that he loves you? When nobody else and your friends won't love you, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Do I have a witness here? No matter what's going on in our world today, because of his blood, because of him dying on the cross, we have victory. We have power to overcome the fowls of the devil. We have power to speak to our mountain and say, be thou removed. We have power to speak to our situation and say, be thou removed. Is there anybody here other than me got the power? I know you're not used to telling your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I got the power. The cross of Christ should compel us and motivate us. You ought to be motivated, amen, to live for Jesus. Just because he came in and washed us. Jesus died for your sins. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus died for your sins. You're free because of it. You're ransomed. You are ransomed, and your ransom, you've been redeemed. You are triumph over sin because the power of sin has been broken. Sin built the cross, but love put him on the cross. Y'all ain't saying that to me. Sin built the cross, huh? But love put him on the cross because what? He loved us. He first loved us. Jesus loved us. And because he loved us, we ought to what? Love him. What is the power of God? The power is not of you. The power must come from God for God to take my life and completely transform. Remember now, thy creator, huh? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty sin. Because he died on the cross, the power of the anointing of God in his blood washed our sins away. Washed our sins away. I'm glad that I've been covered by the blood. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm covered every day I walk around. I'm covered by the blood. His power. The power of the cross was because of Jesus. The anointing power. He was anointed from his father. If his God, if his daddy had power, he had power. My daddy was a strong man. So when I was coming up, I was a strong young man too. And y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Kids wonder why I was so strong. My daddy was a contractor. Y'all don't hear me. So I had to leave school and get on the old back of his truck and go out and mix mortar. We didn't have a mixer then. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And I had to take that and put the dirt in, and I had to mix it, and I had to pour. So when I went to school, I didn't have to lift weights. I was already strong. We had old wheelbarrow that I had to roll those blocks across to each of the guys that were laying needed the mortar and lift those blocks up to him. Look there. That's how it is about the power of God. We ought to be just like our eldest brother because his daddy had the power. He has the power. Tell your neighbor, I got the power. I'm getting ready to close here. We cannot save ourselves. We can't save ourselves. Only Jesus can save us from the fiery wrath of God, but it came. Sometimes God gets angry with us and Jesus comes as an intercessor. Aren't y'all glad we got an intercessor? Somebody to run, intercessor, interfere for us. Amen. But we thank God. And as I close here, Jesus lives, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers, Jesus sets free. How many of you can testify that he delivered you? Anybody in here ever been healed? How many of you feel that he delivered you, brought you out of what you were in and changed your life? Amen. I'm glad I ain't what I used to be a long time ago. The power of the cross is what we need. And as Jesus hung on that cross, not only, and I'm closing here, Duke's real softly, as Jesus hung on that cross, he wasn't satisfied just for himself. There were two thieves there. He said, you're going to be with me in paradise. He's not satisfied with us just taking care of ourselves. He wants us, we were saved to serve, to reach others. Take that power that he had on the cross. That power and anointing that washed you in his blood and use it to win others. I don't care what cross you wear around your neck. I don't care what cross that hangs on the church. But if the power of God's not in you, what can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing. But the what? Blood of Jesus. I'm so glad that I was able to come and share a few words with you about the power. Don't forget. Every morning you get up, you ought to thank God for the power. Every day as you travel through the day, you ought to thank him for the power. Jesus, we used to sing this song, never fail. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall all pass away. Oh, Jesus, he never, oh, he never failed. Can I sing one more verse? One more. I tried him and he never failed. Oh, I tried him and he never failed. Heaven and earth shall all pass away, but Jesus, I said Jesus, he never failed. Always remember that same power that took him off the cross and got him up, it still lives today. Where does it live? In you. One more time, tell your neighbor, it lives in me. Tell him I represent the power of the cross. God bless you.